下不来，师傅说我们就先不看了，要不这样太耽误时间等，我们先做别的。
Maybe we could start with some questions. If you have any questions about Lectio Divina,
刚才神父讲的这些，就关于神圣阅读的这一部分，大家有什么问题要问吗？刚才那个资料，我刚才读的那个已经发给大家了。你们有那个吗？你们在手机上都可以打开。
放到群里。
Did you send all of this to the group or just only myself? About this.
Yeah, it's in the folder. The link that I sent you earlier.Has all of the recordings and the PDF files.
就是神父发给你们那个链接，所有内容都在里边。你打开，它就像一个文件包一样，打开一个一个的，一个下边好多，一个标题下边有好多内容。就刚才我读的这些，也是神父在微信已经发给大家了，你打开就能看到。
那个链接得去网站里打开。
你手机要有网的话，有手机有网，你就能打开。你们有找到那个叫什么？我们就那个免费的 WiFi， 就可以了，就能打开。但你们怎么下载保存这个我就不会了。收藏对，收藏就可以。收藏，如果你的电脑有微信版的话，然后转到电脑上就可以了。这个方法我会。
是我一个问题啊，就是刚才同学说的那个阅读，就是有时候你读吧，读三遍五遍就找不到一个适合你的那个
感动你的
或者一个句子，找不到，而就是那种。
The question is, when she was doing Lectio Divina, it's very difficult for her to choose the one phrase and the one word which moved her heart.It's almost nothing, and I feel very, very dry. How can she manage this kind of situation?
Yes, thank you. That's a very good question.
In terms of daily reading, especially in Mass, in the Gospel, in daily Mass.
神父说这个问题问得非常非常好。
I think that this question, how do I see God's love for me, is really helpful for selecting that phrase.
当我们说这个，刚才我们不是读了一段那些问题吗？这个我们问这样一个问题，就是说天主是怎么爱我的？你去这么思考的话，就是比较容易，或者是说呢，帮助你去选一个你认为你感动的词。
And if we start with a small passage like the Gospel from Daily Mass,
如果你从每日福音里边所选的章节的话
，we read over it once, and then.Slowly a second time, and then a third time.
那我们就是一遍一遍的在读。
And we are looking, we are asking that question, how do I see God's love for me?
在这个过程中呢，你就不断地问自己，哎呀，天主怎么爱我的？
We don't need a magical phrase.
而我们也不需要像这个魔术一样的这样一个词，说这个必须的，我必须的怎么样，必须怎么样。
But maybe there's one that seems a little bit more interesting than some others.
但这个过程呢，可能你慢慢的就会发现，可能哪一个词比另外一些你觉得开始有兴趣，或是对你来说你觉得，哎，这个词我有一点兴趣。
And then I want to stay with that phrase for a little bit.
如果你觉得这个词有兴趣的话，可能你就想在这个词上就多停留一会儿。
And begin to pray with it again and again. I might repeat it 10, 15, 20 times.
然后就你慢慢的再去读，有可能有时候会读十或到十五次。
I want to say it slowly and reflect on the meaning.
然后慢慢的你读，然后去默想，去反省，它的意思。
Okay. It's ready. I'll just say another word. Just finish this question, and then we can.
然后神父先回答这个问题，把这个回答的问题先回答完。
And as we repeat the phrase, I don't think you need to get nervous up there. As we repeat the phrase several times slowly, it also makes us more sensitive inside.
当我们就是多次重复我们这个短句的时候，那我们就会意识到，就是在我们心内的那种，去敏感你心内的这种动态。
It requires a little bit of patience and perseverance.
那当然这个是需要耐心和坚持不懈。
And after a little bit of time, some light starts to come.
那可能你在坚持坚持，那我们说天主的光就会在你身上显示出来。
And we get a little bit of insight, a little bit of understanding.
然后我们会慢慢的就觉得，哎，有一点儿，我们说这个内在的这就洞察。然后呢，我们觉得就是对天主的话开始有点理解了。
And slowly the scripture starts to open up for us.
那同时呢，圣经的这一段圣经的，我们说这个语言的话，也帮助我们把我们自己重新的开放。
So there is no perfect phrase.
当然，这没有说哪一个短语啊，或者是一个句子。说这是绝对的完美的。
If we read the passage two or three times, that's enough to pick a phrase.
但是如果说我们读这段圣经两到三遍的话，那这个时间阅读的时间应该已经够了。也就是说，你应该从这两到三遍应该能选出一个，句子来，或是一个短句来，一个短语来。
And then we want to just stay with that phrase for a little while until it starts to open up.
然后你就慢慢的在这个你所选的句子上停下来，一直感觉到你从这个选择的短句上，你感到了有一个，就是说你愿意天主借着这个话。你向天主重新开放。
And if in the end it's very dry and nothing seems to have happened, we can remember it's still good prayer.
尽管如果在这个过程你可能还会感觉到就是也没什么感动，还仍然是感觉是那么干枯，但是没关系，其实这也就是我们的祈祷。
The only thing
就是祈祷。
The only thing that is necessary for our prayer to be good is that we chose to spend time with God.
那我们要表达的并不是说我这祈祷有多么好，但只是说呢，我愿意和天主在一起。
So just like with our distractions or falling asleep, we don't want to beat ourselves up that we didn't do it right.
其实呢，就像我们在祈祷中有时候你会分心呢，你或者是会睡着了。但这个不是说这些东西是比你祈祷更好，那至少这个就是代表你在祈祷的过程是愿意和天主在一起的。
Our effort to listen to God is already pleasing to Him.
那对天主而言，就是说我们愿意尽这样的一个努力，对天主来讲就是一件很高兴的事儿。
Well, we can watch the rest of the video today, and I encourage you to try a little bit of Lectio Divina this evening, tomorrow morning, and if you have any questions, we can discuss those tomorrow, and then we'll also expand on this.
我们一会儿呢，就是把我们上午没看完的这个 video 把它看完，看这个，那另外就是神父也就是给大家建议啊。就刚才他给大家推荐的这种祈祷的方式，今天晚上或者是明天早晨，你们都可以在自己身上，去实践去用，然后有问题的话呢，我们明天早晨的话可以，再回答问题。Okay.
Good.